another good day and a happy first Monday of Advent. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, along with Debbie Giorgiani. I am Jerry Usher. The show team, I believe, are all in place today. Rich on the controls, Jeff on the social media, and Ryan is screening your calls at 833-288-3986. 833-288-3986. I have a feeling you just start calling, folks, because let me just put it this way. Is there anybody who doesn't have something or a person that you're praying for? Because we're doing today our monthly Whom or What Are You Praying For program. So share with us that person that you want us to lift up before God, that intention, personal. It could be for somebody else. 833-288-3986. Hey, Deb.
Hi, Jerry. I believe in the power of prayer, very much so, but I have a heavy heart today because we are already getting a lot of text messages coming in. By the way, you can text your prayer intentions. You text the letters EWTN to 55000, and you can text it, or you can email us, take2@ewtn.com. You can call the show, 833-288-3986. But this is Whom or What Are You Praying For, our live broadcast, the first of every month. We dedicate it to prayer, and we're already getting texts. In fact, we got text messages throughout the entire weekend, and I just have a really heavy heart. A lot of people are carrying not one, but two, three crosses. A lot of difficult things. And I just really think we have to, I don't know, Jerry, what is our answer? We just have to ramp up the prayers, right?
Yeah, keep them going and intensify those prayers, especially now with everything going on in the world, in the church. We just lost a bishop in the Catholic Church in the United States yesterday. For those who haven't heard, Bishop Paul, I believe it's Serba, Bishop Paul Serba suffered a heart attack. I guess he was preparing for Mass. And he was with the Diocese of Duluth, Minnesota, and he had a cardiac arrest while at St. Rose Church in Proctor, Minnesota, Sunday morning, and was pronounced dead just after at 9 a.m. at the Duluth Hospital. So,
how old was he, Jerry? Does it say?
He was 59 years old, if you can believe it. 59 years old.
Oh, my goodness. Too young. Too young. Okay, so folks, it's this Whom or What are you praying for? We'd love to hear from you because we do believe in the power of prayer. And at the end of the show, we're going to set aside a few minutes and Jerry will gather up all of the intentions that have been spoken out loud or not, or that are in the recesses of our hearts. And we will lift them up to heaven and just ask God to please help us. So here is the number, 833-288-3986. That's the number to call to be on the show. We're going to go very quickly because this is a very, very, very active show. I mean, I hate to say it's popular because it's kind of, a lot of us have some heavy things we're praying for, but it's very active. So which means we have a lot to pray for.
That's right. Please do get on board. We know that the Holy Spirit brings those people through on the phones that really have those special intentions. Like Debbie said, even if you don't get through by phone, your prayer, all of them, they will be included in the intentions we lift up to God at the end of the show. And that's those of you watching on social media, Facebook and YouTube, you can comment there. People who are listening on the EWTN app or EWTN.com, or there's so many ways you can listen to the program. But we do want to honor you and your prayer intentions and pray along with you at 833-288-3986.
Okay, so Patty's ready to go in Richland, Washington, listening on her local Catholic radio station. Hi, Patty. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hi. Go right ahead.
Okay, I am praying without ceasing for my two grown children who have chosen the alternative lifestyle. They were both raised in the church, and it has been 4 years since I've seen my son. I did have a conversation with him for the first time about a month ago when our little dog died. My daughter has been missing in action. Well, I know where she is. She bought a house about 200 miles away from us, but we have not seen or heard from her in over 6 years. Mm-hmm. And she's 28 and my son is 31. And yeah, it's been a real long journey. But that said, I know that God can work miracles and even for situations that look hopeless.
May I comment real quickly, Jerry, on because Patty, I have a similar situation in that I don't have much contact with my children, but I just wanted to ask you. So you said you raised your son and daughter in the church, so they had all of their sacraments: baptism, First Communion, Confirmation.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yes,
like
and I okay, was get, also an instructor in CCD and and a paid choir director and liturgical director in a couple of different churches. So we were very, very engrossed in the most wonderful, lovely life.
Well, it sounds very familiar, and that's why, you know, Satan wreaks havoc on those that are actively ministering in the church. That's why I had a pastor that I worked for all the time that said, please protect your families with the St. Michael prayer, with blessed oil and salt and holy water, and constantly, you know, fill your family, you know, protect your family with prayer around it, because when you're in ministry, you kind of sometimes feel like you're shielded, but you're not. You're open game for Satan. So, Patty, I'm going to personally remember your family in my list of prayers, which I do with the whole Take-Two family, but because we share a lot in common with our same situation, then I will definitely take that on. I know the Take-Two family will as well. Jerry, I put Patty's whole family in our book.
Yeah, absolutely, Patty. And we will be praying. It could be a phase, maybe a trial thing that they're going to. A lot of young people are not, you know, teenagers, or they're still young adults. And I think there's just been a lot of confusion around that age group in the last, you know, 10, 20, 30 years or so. And so maybe we can pray that it's something that they think is kind of neat or kind of cool just to try this out, but that they find that they don't like it. But also, I want to recommend an individual, and her website is a really, really long one. She needs her own branded website. But if you look up online, Avera Maria Santo is her name, and I'll spell it out for you. A-V-E-R-A is her first name. Avera Maria, and the last name is Santo, S-A-N-T-O. She's a 22-year-old, brilliant, articulate, eloquent young lady who loves her Catholic faith and is living with same-sex attraction, and still is one of the most on-fire Catholics I have ever met, living by all of the church's teaching. So look up Avera Maria Santo. Thanks for your call, Patty.
Whom or what are you praying for? That's what we're asking today. If you would leave your requests and intentions with us, we would like to join together as we do so well as the Take-Two family, and storm heaven together. That's what the mystical body of Christ should be doing, and we try to live that out here on Take-Two. So if you have a request or intention, we've got a few more coming in. Jerry, anonymous, asking for prayers in their marriage, asking for prayers. Some are trying to conceive a child. They're asking for prayers and to ask St. Gerard. We have a lot that are going for doctor's appointments, and they've had strange things happen to them, lumps and masses growing and headaches, severe headaches. I mean, oh my goodness. We really must be praying hard for everyone, you know, and pray for those who have no one to pray for them. I mean, there's folks out there that really feel alone, and we should constantly remember them in our prayer. 833-288-3986.
Okay, back to your calls. Join up, load up these lines, you guys. We're praying for you and with you. And not only me and Debbie and the show team, you've got a global prayer team going right now. 833-288-3986. Yeah, Deb, go ahead.
Jerry, you brought up Avera. I just want to make sure if Patty's still listening. Avera Maria Santo, we had her on a webinar a couple months ago. And so, Patty, if you're listening, go to jerryanddebbie.com, scroll down to the webinars, and you can hear the 30 minutes with Avera. And she talks all about same-sex attraction and what it means to be a practicing Catholic and everything. It was phenomenal. And she is so articulate. Oh, my goodness. She has an old soul. What did you say she was like? 22 years old. She speaks like she's like 40 years old. Wouldn't you say that?
Very wise, very wise. Very wise. So in love with God. So in love with Jesus. All right. Thanks again, Patty. We go to Diane in Monroe, Michigan, listening on Holy Family Radio. Hello, Diane. Welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hey, Hello, how are you?
Doing okay. How are you, Diane? Hope you had a good Thanksgiving.
A little sick, but I'm feeling better and traveling right now.
Oh, good.
I just wanted to pray for my children, Angela and James, and my granddaughter, Sage. My children are away from the church, too. And I pray for all those, all the time with those parents who have children far away and grandchildren, because I never thought I'd be in this situation. My children growing up love God with their heart, and I thought they were connected. And all of a sudden, one day they said, "Nope, we're leaving, Mom, and you can't make us go."
Mm-hmm. Well, Diane, I hate to say it, but I had a similar situation. My son was...
I think we're having a little trouble with Debbie's connection there. We'll try and get that sorted out. Are you with us, Deb?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear
okay.
me?
Okay. You broke up for a minute. There. Oh. Go ahead. Sorry.
I'm sorry. Okay. So let me start again. Diane, I just want to say I'm so sorry to hear that, and I can hear the pain in your heart as a mother. Similar situation with in my household, my son was open to the priesthood. I felt he was open to the priesthood. He spoke about it, and he was very active in the church when he was a teenager. And then all of a sudden, you know, just did an about face and chose a different direction with his spiritual life. And it was heartbreaking. It was gut wrenching. It was like it was worse than getting kicked in the stomach. It just felt. It felt so, you didn't know what to do. But here's what we can do. We can rely on prayer. We did the best we could. We sowed those seeds. Jerry, you go ahead, because I think I'm having a bad connection.
Okay. Well, Debbie was talking about you sowing the seeds. I was going to go down that same path as well, Diane. I was going to say, you know, you made the comment at one point. There was a time in their lives that they loved God, and then all of a sudden, then here's what you have. The fact that they really truly, and I believe, and you I'm sure you believe, that they did truly, truly love God with their hearts and wanted to serve him and live according to his ways, I think that's got to be the foundation that you rest upon yourself and trust that God is going to see and use that foundation. There's a place in their hearts for God. He's already been there, and maybe they don't want him to have a whole lot to do with their lives right now, Diane, but God still has a place reserved there in his heart, and when the time is right and the seeds of that all you and your husband and everybody planted, those seeds will come to maturity at some point, and you will be so grateful, you'll be joyful, you'll be grateful, you'll just be so happy about that. What do you think?
I trust in that all the time, because if I wouldn't, it would just not. I wouldn't be able to survive thinking the worst case. So God loves them more than I do, and I just trust in that at any point in time, even if it's on their deathbed, that they will say yes, and they will not be lost.
Right.
And again, it's so important. I don't know how people survive without their faith. Mm-hmm. And having you guys pray, I get to listen to you guys. One of my lunch hour, not ever, all the time, but when I actually am traveling. So it's really nice, and I love your show and your prayers and what you guys bring to everybody really helps in our everyday life. And I thank you for that.
Thank you, Diane. Thank you. Well, we're a family, and that's very important. This is unbelievable how many of us, and that's Jerry. Did you share when I was just restarting all my computers? Did you share about that? That's why the reason why we started the book. We're writing the book.
I didn't have a chance to mention
If you wanted to mention it, because it's probably a perfect time. We probably have, with Diane and with Patty, we've gotten at least a half a dozen parents now that have weighed in and said that their children have walked away.
Yeah, well, Debbie and I have a series of books coming out, the first one being published by EWTN Publishing, and it's Loved Ones Who Left the Faith, and we solicited from you, our listeners, to Take Two Family, your own true stories of a spouse, a child, a sibling, maybe a parent who's been away from the faith. There are stories in there of people, the loved ones they were concerned about have come back, others have not come back in yet. It's the good, the bad, and the ugly, and we wanted to just put this book out there so that people, you can have stories you can relate to, and especially you can see that God does work in people's lives. And Debbie, I've seen it, about four or five close people I was close to in my life passed mm-hmm. away, and most of them did not know God or have anything to do with him for a very long time, including my father, my sister, So, Diane, I just give you, from personal experience, and Debbie can too, I'm sure, I just give you the greatest, hope and trust that God is going to do great things in your son and daughter.
I agree,
lives.
Diane. Yep.
Or your children and grandchildren.
Mm-hmm. And Diane, you're a beautiful mom and grandmom, so I think it's wonderful. Thank you for trusting us with your prayers. May I just say something real quickly? I don't know if anybody knew this, but there's strange weather things happening all across the United States, but the same thing is happening here in Arizona. I didn't even tell you this, Jerry. We had alerts a couple nights ago in the middle of the night of tornadoes in Arizona, which is very unheard of. And actually, one went through my very good friend's backyard. Can
wow.
you believe it? I know. So we're having some strange stuff. So if you see me disconnect, it's strange weather. Are you having strange weather in California or no?
It's been very different for us, yeah.
Oh, has
I don't
it?
Know if you
okay.
can tell. I'm a little bit nasally today. We've had just really, for us is cold weather. We won't get much sympathy from people around the world on that. But, right. It's been getting down into the 30s at night and highs during the day, just in the low 50s or something, which is really weird. But
yeah.
Anyway, we're going to have a traffic report for you coming up shortly.
Right. Okay, let's move on. Thank you again, Diane. God bless you. Let's move on to Gene. And Gene is in St. Louis, Missouri, listening on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Gene. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello, Gene.
Hello. I'd like to ask for prayers for my family and my brother's family, especially this holiday season. My brother died in February suddenly. And he was 68 years old, and we just saw his family at Thanksgiving. They live in another city, but it was such a blessing to be with his kids. And we were reminiscing, keeping his memory alive. So my prayer is that we are not sad that he's gone, but we feel his presence. He was a musician, so there's so much music around this time of year. I'm hoping that every time a song comes on, we feel his presence, and we don't feel his absence.
Right. Can we have his first name, Gene, for the book? I'm writing it
Frank.
Right now.
Frank.
And how are his children doing?
They're doing well. They really honored him. They are also musicians. They honored him at his funeral, and they're doing well. They are. So, and his grandchildren, I don't know them very well, but I got to see them this weekend. And, I made a point to try to connect with them. It just lifted my spirits just to be with them. And my one nephew, it seems like he was lingering along too. So I think we need each other at this time.
Yeah, absolutely. People are going to take things like this differently. They'll be at different places, but it sounds like, Gene, thanks be to God, there was such a relationship shared, a love shared within that family, that now the kids who are, they're not real young anymore, but they're on with their own adult lives, but still, they have that huge hole for the loss. And like you said, a couple of times you mentioned, we were able to celebrate his memory, keep that memory alive, music through music.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is just, great legacy. What a great legacy he left, Debbie, for those kids. Those ones who are musicians and are able to play music in honor of their father.
Absolutely. And music is very healing. We know that. And if they can honor their father and keep that going, that is a beautiful thing. I hope you continue that on, Gene, with the family, maybe record some things for the family or on, to celebrate his life on the anniversary of his death, to turn it into a real positive, maybe do some things like that. I'm sure you're thinking of those things as a family, right?
I am. His birthday is next weekend, and I was going to do a poster for his funeral, but I didn't get it together. We had a snowstorm. So I'm going to finish that and put it into a book and mail it to the kids on his birthday. It's an immaculate conception. So thank you so much. Your words are very healing to me.
Oh, bless your heart, Gene. Thank you so much. Thank you very much for calling in today. We appreciate it. Jerry?
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Gene. There's that line that Gene was on right there. Share with us and with the world what you would like to pray for. Whom or what are you praying for today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie? The number for you to do that is 833-288-3986. And we just got an email come in from Margaret, and she would like prayers for her brother Leonard, who lost all of his right toes, and prayers, Debbie, for her son Jason, who lost his life to suicide. So, Margaret, be assured of our prayers. That just breaks my heart.
It does, me too. Do we know how old Jason was?
It doesn't say.
It doesn't say.
In the email, but it's just, it's happening so much more often, or at least we're hearing about it more often, Debbie, and it's just, it's so, so sad. It's just the ripples of that just go through the their peers and their family and the community, and if they were working, you know, just, it's a really impactful and tragic thing, to be sure.
And it's, and unfortunately, we're hearing about it more and more, like you said, Jerry, but I really think that when we have shows like this, it can raise awareness. And so if you have somebody in your circle of friends or family that you feel like is maybe possibly falling into despair or even showing signs, there are resources out there. So many programs, so many things you can do. Please don't pull away from these folks. Get really involved with them, because we hear it, we've heard it so many times, Jerry. What happens? They feel very alone, and they don't feel like even the closest people around them they can reach out to at that point, because they fall into such deep despair, or they have some kind of brain health issues that play a factor. And it's tragic. Absolutely.
Okay, more of your prayer intentions. Again, the number is 833-288-3986. Giovanna in Brookville, Ohio is listening to us on A Living Bread Radio and a first-time caller. Hi, Giovanna. What can we pray for?
I want to thank you for taking my call, and I just want you to pray for my brother and for my sisters, because last year my husband passed away on November 17th, and the following month I had my brother and my sister came over the house, and they started to tell me what I needed to do to move out and all this other stuff at my home. And I said, you know something? I said, I haven't even had a chance to talk to my kids, let alone take their advice. And as a result, I just ended up feeling like a nobody. You know what I mean? Because they said they live like closer to Youngstown, and I live closer to Pennsylvania, and it's like about half hour, 40 minutes. They said I live too far away. So as a result, the only time I get to see them is like once a year. And I used to call them all the time. And I said, ever since my husband passed, I haven't heard from them. And as a result, they always have like a Christmas party that we all go to. But this year, we're not going to go because I said, you know something? I said, I just want to have time where we could just go and have a cup of coffee or something together. You know what I mean?
Yeah, Giovanna, and, please hold, hang on. Just one second, Giovanna, if you can stop it there. There's a couple of things I want to say, and I know Debbie is nodding her head. She's got a couple of insights she would like to share with you. And this is the point in the show where we have to just hand it off to our local affiliates for just a minute. They play some announcements of things going on in their own communities. But it's just a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back with you and others as well. We've got Kelly on the line and Davey, Robert, I should say, and Kathy. And we got an open phone line. Whom or what are you praying for? That is our, well, not really our topic. That's our what we're doing today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So Giovanna, hang on. You got a beautiful heart, and God is really truly with you. We believe that, and we'll get back to you and the others here in just a couple of minutes. Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, 833-288-3986. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Thank you, affiliates, for airing the program. Without you doing that, we wouldn't have any reason to be here, so thank you so much. And we're talking today, it's our Whom or What Are You Praying For show, talking with Giovanna in Brookville, Ohio. And Giovanna, you've got an amazing story that you've been sharing with us here. And please go ahead and pick up and finish any thought that you might have. I want to give you that opportunity to do that before Debbie or I speak on anything.
That's the acceptance of it, because I said, you know, it's Christmas, and I just, I just want us to be family.
Did you give us your husband's first name, Giovanna?
No, I didn't. Yeah, it's Richard.
You said Richard?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Okay. So may I share something real quickly? First of all, your husband passed away November 17th last year, and you're still grieving. Okay. This is hard for you, and for you to, you need support around you. You need time to think about things and process things. And your heart is aching, and rightly so. You have every right to grieve as long as you want to. Okay. And the thing about it is I think that, the best thing in the world to do is to express to your family, your children, your brother and your sister, what you need right now. This is what I need. I need you guys to call me and see how I'm doing. I need to get together for the holidays. I need you to make a visit to me, but I don't need you to pressure me or give me any, direct my life or ultimatums or anything like that, because this is your life and this is your husband that passed away and this is your time to grieve. And you need to just know that's your precious gift for you to be able to accept this. And so I think it's important for you to tell folks how to treat you at this time, because I think a lot of people don't understand how to grieve. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I shared that with my sister and so forth. I have no idea how you felt. And I said, understandably so. I said, but you know something? It would be nice to hear from you once in a while. Nothing at all. And I said, do you know, what in the world do you do in a case like that, Debbie?
Then you turn to friends. You turn to friends. You turn to people in your parish group, your support group, your friends, because
I do.
That's what you have to do. Unfortunately, when family doesn't show up in the right way, you know, God gives us beautiful friends to or neighbors to pick up that spot.
You know, it was like my one sister, her daughter's husband passed away. And we were at the funeral, and my brother was there. He never even came over to say hi or bye or how do you do. And I said, what in the world happened that you end up feeling like they're not even your family anymore, and yet they are. You know, just like I told my daughter, and she said, "Mom, you just have to realize that they love you, but they don't like you." And I said, "You know something? What in the world did I ever do to them that they would ever even feel that way?" You know, and right. I said, "Dear God, help me to get through this." You know, it was just like things. Thanksgiving, when we were eating, I put a plate for where my husband sat at the table, just to remember him by.
Well, that's a precious gesture, Giovanna, to put that place setting out for your husband, your late husband. And as Debbie said, it has only been just maybe a week or so, over a year since his passing, and like Debbie pointed out, you know, you've got to grieve the way you are going to grieve. And I was going to say exactly the same thing, and that is, if you can at all encourage your loved ones to, you know, to support you in a hands-off kind of way. And what I mean by that is, sounds like they were trying to tell you, well, you need to move here, and you need to do this, you need to do that. What you really need to do is just unplug a little bit right now and let the Lord and the Holy Spirit minister to you. Accept their acts of kindness and generosity when they're expressed. And the other part of this is, if you ran into a sibling and they didn't even talk to you at an event. I can't relate to that. I've never had that experience in my life, but there's something very unfortunate about that. But you can also, Gianna or Giovanna, at that point, just say a prayer for that individual as well. Because who knows, Debbie, how they're going through. It wasn't their husband who passed away, but it was a relative of some sort, and maybe it struck some people in a hard way.
And families can be tough. You're not alone. I mean, you're not alone. We hear this so many times, too many to even keep count of. So you're not alone in that. And I'm sorry that you're going through that. But this is your time. Think about what you need right now. Okay, try to take care of yourself right now, because you're going through a lot emotionally. And we're coming up until, like you said, Christmas, the holiday season, and it gets even harder when our loved ones are not with us. So we're going to send you a lot of love, okay, from the Take Two family. You're going to feel it through prayer. And then also have your guardian angel just remind yourself on a daily basis that your guardian angel is right beside you, journeying with you. You're never alone. And it sounds like you have wonderful children. So please, please feel those prayers, and you'll see, you'll get through this holiday and you'll get stronger and stronger, okay? That's our promise to you.
And I want to thank you, Jerry and Debbie, for being on the radio and being my friend.
Well, we love you.
Yeah.
And we feel for what you're going through. Believe me, you're not alone. There's a lot of families right now that are really fractured and troubled, and they have a lot of personalities. I mean, I come from a big Italian family, a lot of strong personalities. It's not the easiest thing to navigate. Jerry, you're very lucky. You seem to have a more mild family.
Perhaps I do. But Giovanna, yeah, I echo what Debbie said. We do love you, and thank you for your kind words, but we just reflect those right back to you. Thank you for being there, praying for us, being part of the Take Two family, because it really is. It's a family. It's a movement. It's more than a radio show. So thank you, Giovanna. You will go with our prayers. We promise you that. 833-288-3986. Terry sent an email to take2@ewtn.com. What a blessing to pray with the Take Two family. When two or more are gathered, she says, let's remember to thank God ahead of time, what Mother Teresa used to do, asking for prayers for my children and family. As a prodigal, it does happen. I stand on the graces of those who prayed for me. I pray for confidence and perseverance. His will be done. Great message.
I could feel the Holy Spirit on that email. That's amazing. That's amazing. I want to reread that after the show. Wow. Okay, so let's hear what Kelly has to say in North Manchester. Is that Indiana? Did I get that right, Jerry? I can't see that.
Looks
far.
Like it, yeah.
Okay. Redeemer Radio, first time caller. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I was just calling about my sister-in-law, Maria. My in-laws passed away in March, and they were like 22 days apart from each other. And it's been hard on her.
Wow. Is she the only daughter, Kelly?
No, she's the youngest of six children.
Okay.
But she did was a part of a lot of her care with her parents the last year or so.
Mm-hmm.
More so. She's just still grieving. I noticed your last caller. I can't remember her first name. I'm sorry. But she also
Giovanna.
Giovanna. My sister-in-law also put out place settings at the table for Thanksgiving. And we all get together. There's probably about, I don't know, 60 of us that get together. And I don't know. She's just really grieving. I think she's sort of, kind of keeping away from the family somewhat in a way as far as her hurting. And she had a falling out with her in-laws, and, so she's having a really difficult time.
Sure. Can I make a couple suggestions real quickly?
Yeah.
Okay. Real quickly, is your sister-in-law, can you give the parents' first names, and did they pass away this year or last year?
Last year in March, yes.
Their name is Carl
and Joanne.
Carl and Joanne. Okay. And you said Maria helped to take care of them, Kelly?
Yes, she did. All of us helped in some ways, but her and, you know, she was there quite a bit more than some.
Okay, so here's a suggestion. Here's a suggestion. Because she had that extra level of care and that intimate connection with Carl and Joanne, so she could be hurting in ways that maybe the rest of the family can't quite comprehend. And so they don't really know how to deal with it. And so she could be pulling away. She could also be feeling maybe some, you know, anger, resentment, who knows, guilt, who knows, okay? What I would suggest, you may want to reach out to her and ask her for an opportunity to share her thoughts of Carl and Joanne, their whole kind of not only their life, but their legacy, what she remembers about them. Let her impart her feelings and ask her questions. Say, how did you feel during this? And how she may need to process things out because I could be totally wrong on this, but I just know from taking care of my dad and now taking care of my mom, you tend to stuff a lot of feelings. Am I at all on track, Kelly, or way off base?
It could be. I don't know. I know. So I mean, what you said earlier, some of it is, you know, it's just really hard for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She needs. She may need to talk, though, Kelly. She may need to talk.
Yeah.
Because actually, my sister. Yeah, my sister actually asked me a lot about my dad over Thanksgiving, and it really helped me. It helped me. I mean, she didn't even realize it. She was just curious. But she asked me a lot of questions, and I really felt good about just sharing what I remembered and what I knew from being so close to my dad through his whole illness and his death. So I don't know if that could be helpful for Maria, but I'm gonna pray for Maria as well, and I'll obviously ask the Blessed Mother because she's named Maria. So Kelly, you're such a beautiful sister-in-law. Any other intentions before we let you go?
No, just her and the whole family in general, but just still a little.
It's hard. Yeah,
you got it. You got it, Kelly. Well, thanks for taking advantage of this global platform to offer those intentions, Kelly, and we will do this once a month, and actually in between our Whom or What Are You Praying For shows, we've started doing 911 God Help, I Need You, very urgent prayer intentions, so be listening for the next one of those coming up as well. 833-288-3986, take two with Jerry and Debbie, and by email, here's a very important prayer intention, folks, a storm heaven for this, from Margaret. Margaret says, I wanted to call, but I find it difficult to talk. Please pray for me. I have lost my faith since my son died 2 years ago at the age of 33 of a heart defect we did not know about. I am finding it hard to find my faith again. And it says, thank you, Peggy. So, Peggy, we're going to be praying that God just wraps his loving arms around you so that you feel it. You feel the warmth of his love. You feel the depths of his love. You feel the joy of his love. It's got to be very, very hard what you've gone through. We're going to pray for the repose of the soul of your son as well.
And also, may I just add one thing? My dear friend Tracy lost her son Holden in a motorcycle accident, and she went through. She's still going through a lot, and that same kind of path of where you turn away maybe from your faith because you're just so devastated because you shouldn't be burying your child. But I would highly recommend, please get into some kind of support group, some kind of group where you can share these feelings so that you don't put it all kind of almost like a blaming of God. I'm not saying anybody's doing that, but you know, sometimes when these tragedies hit, we tend to say, God, where were you? You weren't there for me. I'm not going to be there for you. And that's just not a good path because you find yourself realizing, you know, in a couple months or years, you know, I need to get back to God. And then I just think it's important we get with these groups that can really help us to journey through these tragedies, Jerry.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Back to your phone calls in a moment. I want to mention that today is Cyber Monday at EWTNRC.com. Free shipping on all web and phone orders, and that is today only. Folks, stock up for your Christmas gift giving. Plus, every purchase made at EWTNRC.com directly supports the EWTN and Mother Angelica's mission. So this season, remember to buy Catholic and shop EWTNRC.com. Cyber Monday, today only, free shipping on all web and phone orders. That's EWTNRC.com.
Okay, let's go back to the phones. Michelle is up next in Greenwood, South Carolina on St. Paul Radio, also a first-time caller. Hi, Michelle. Welcome.
Hi. Hi.
Hi.
I've been praying for my son. I've been praying for him for a lot of years. He struggled with addiction for about 5 years, and he overdosed maybe, it's not been 3 weeks yet, and just pray for him just about every second I'm awake. He wanted to stop so much. We tried so many times, but he just, I don't know exactly what happened, but he just, I guess he couldn't fight it anymore. I know he didn't intentionally overdose.
No. No. But, go ahead, Michelle. You were going to say something else.
I just asking for prayers for him, for his soul.
Yeah, well, I can assure you right now, Michelle, the Take-Two family around the world has already joined you in praying for your son, and those prayers will continue, so you can be assured of that. I don't know if you are comfortable giving us his first name. Debbie keeps a book full of people living and deceased, and some give names, and others just say, we just say God knows who it is. So how would you prefer that?
I've heard y'all talk of that book, and I would be so happy to tell you his name, to write it in. His name was Michael.
Oh, beautiful
okay.
name.
Yeah, and there's a great patron you can turn to right there. As you know, Michelle is
God
Saint
is my
Michael,
judge.
Angel. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I mean, just go ahead, Michelle. Go ahead.
He was 6'3", the strongest, most kindest, gentlest person. So giving. And this doesn't define him, but it's,
no.
I just struggle so hard with knowing that he's actually gone.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what you just said, Michelle, is the best, the most important thing you could have said. This doesn't define him. And unfortunately, and Debbie talks about this all the time, she hates labels. We label everybody. Oh, he's just an addict. He's just a homeless bum. He's just a, you know, whatever the person is or does by their actions. It doesn't define who a person is inside, and especially as they're made in the image and likeness of God. And so, I don't know if you know, and we're not asking you, I'm just saying, I don't know if you know what some of the issues your son was dealing with, but so many people, so many of us, we retreat into addiction, and it's not even really a conscious thing. We may find, you know, whatever our substance of choice or what have you, and we find that, hey, that relieves the pain a little bit for a while. Then you maybe, you know, go back to life for a little bit of while, and then all of a sudden, you know, you feel like, hey, I remember how that got rid of the pain at one point. And so it's really just an attempt to save one's life in a sense, but really what's happening is that it is ultimately taking somebody's life. So, yeah, your son Michael did not do this on purpose. He should not be defined by this. And you've got a lot of prayers coming for Michael and also for you, Michelle.
Mm. Absolutely.
Thank you so much. I really need
Michelle. Him. Yeah, go ahead.
I think that's the only reason I'm able to even get through the day is from people in my parish praying for me, mm-hmm. my coworkers, my family. I know that's the only reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Michelle, we're not therapists or counselors, but I don't know why I'm saying this, so I just feel that this is the Holy Spirit. First of all, I got it wrong. I thought Michael meant God is my judge, but that's actually, I believe, Daniel, the name Daniel. Michael is who is like God. Beautiful name you named your son, Michael. Very strong. What I no words could ever take away the pain that you're feeling as Michael's mom. No words. There's nothing we're going to be able to say that's going to make you absolutely feel better. But I really believe this, that if you picture yourself, okay, if you picture yourself, Michelle, the mom of Michael, turning Michael over to the loving, merciful arms of God, if you picture that on a regular basis, and then Michelle, trust. Just trust. That's all you've got to do. Just trust. But keep picturing yourself turning Michael over to the loving, merciful arms of God. I believe in my heart of hearts that you will find comfort, you will find peace, and you will actually someday smile again and say, Michael is in a good place. I feel it, Michelle.
I actually feel that already. Thank you for that. That helps. It helps a lot.
Okay. Well, please, Michelle, call anytime here. You're a part of the Take Two family. Even though you're a first-time caller, you'll never be a first-time caller again. So you are a full member of the family, and we're a praying family. So just know that Debbie and I and the show team, Rich, Jeff, and Ryan, and all of our listeners, the family around the world, will keep Michael in their prayers, and you as well. And I echo what Debbie said. One of these days, you're going to be in a better place and be able to just look back and love his life for what it was, the good things, the you say he was 6'3" and strong and powerful. I bet he did a lot of amazing things. And you'll be able to look at those and say, that was my son Michael right there. Okay, so God bless you, Michelle. We're going to be praying for you, like I said, a whole lot. Okay, Deb, go ahead. Where are we going next?
We are going to Kathy. And Kathy is in Alamo. Did I get that right? Nevada? I guess I cannot.
Right.
The font is so small today, Kathy, on my computer screen, and I'm getting older. Sirius XM 130, first time caller. Hi, Kathy. Welcome.
Hi. You got it right. It's Alamo, Nevada. And
oh,
I wanted
good.
To pray
Thank
for my friend Renee. She was at her son's on Thanksgiving, and their house burned to the ground while they were visiting her son. So she needs lots of prayers to get through this.
There was no loss of life, though? I mean, this was all the material stuff that burned down. No lives?
Her three cats, her three kittens.
Oh. Mm. Oh.
Yeah. She texted me and said, we're going home tomorrow, and I'm going to get the bodies of my little kitties out.
Oh.
Poor girl. So she needs prayers.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate about the cats, definitely, because we love and get really attached to our pets. But thanks be to God, the family was not in the home, and there was no...
No, her and her husband were at her son's, but her husband's going to have hip replacement surgery in 2 weeks, so it's going to be hard.
How's the community there with the church? Is there a parish there that people can kind of rally around and help them out?
She's a born again Christian. She's not Catholic, but she's a good Christian lady, and so.
Okay. Well, we'll be praying. Well, absolutely, and you know, while you raising awareness of this with all of us praying, things will start to happen. Opportunities will happen. The home will get rebuilt. Things will start to happen. You'll see, Kathy, and we take comfort in that. So, thank you for letting us know about this. We feel so bad. Please let them know. Our hearts are just breaking for them. That's just tragic.
Let her know you're all praying for her. Thank you.
You're welcome, Kathy. Thank you for the phone call from Alamo, Nevada. It's the first time I've heard of Alamo in Nevada. Jane in Texas. Jane listening on Guadalupe Radio, a first-time caller. Jane, I hate to do this to you, but we got about 60 seconds.
Okay, it's kind of hard. I'm just grieving the loss of someone I thought was my friend. At the end of it, I just found out that it was someone who it seems very strongly had very narcissistic tendencies. And over the years that the disagreement happened, they are now like passive aggressively bullying me, and I have no other friends. And so it's just a very lonely time, and I can't seem to.
Right. Okay, but Jane, hold on 1 second. You do, you're not alone, okay? Your guardian angel is right next to you. So you've got it, the closest best friend you could ever imagine right next to you. And let's ask your guardian angel, that's what we will all ask, that your guardian angel brings healthy, good friends to support you, protect you, and to get these people away from you quickly so that you can move past this and heal from it and then support yourself with good friendships. That's what we're going to pray for, Jane.
Yeah, Jane, we had just that little amount of time, but it was the Holy Spirit that wanted you to get that prayer on the air, and the entire Take Two family will be praying for that specifically for you and with you now. So thank you, Jane. I'm going to gather up all of the prayers, emails, social media comments, texts, phone calls, and just ask our Heavenly Father right now, Lord, we've entered the Advent season, Lord. It is a a bit of a penitential season, but also it's a season of great anticipation and great joy for the coming of the one who answers all prayers. So Heavenly Father, be moving in our hearts, stirring in our hearts, heal people, rebuild lives, rebuild homes, rebuild relationships. Father, we pray, and we pray with anticipation for all of these things, and we do so in and through our Blessed Mother, in Jesus' name, amen. Until we talk to you guys again tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day.